Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good. Casey, it is a Rockin' and Teresa Show live in Mexico. And I got to tell you, yesterday was one of the most beautiful afternoons ever for a wedding. I think Steve's putting up a video right now, but I got to tell you, the thing that got me, first of all, I feel better now that the wedding's over and she had her day. There's people who didn't know them. I spent a lot of time with them that were crying.
Mm-hmm. It was really beautiful.
Complete
and it's nice.
Strangers were crying at this beautiful wedding.
They were not able to have a lot of family here. And it's great that we have over 50 people in our group traveling with us. So they've made new friends this week. We were all able to be there for them and experience it. And you're right. When you have a tough military man that breaks down a little bit and gets emotional saying his vows to his wife, I love those kind of moments. It
I
was
think
great.
The big highlight for me was I remember talking to we had dinner when we first got here. Tara and I had dinner with Sarah and Adam. And Sarah was talking about how she doesn't have any friends. They don't go out. They literally do not have friends.
They have
friends.
Three young daughters.
Right.
But so they also just moved to Kansas City.
Right. Right. They moved to Kansas. And then I said, look, when we're talking about the wedding, look at these people who came to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then live on the web in all of Kansas City, she has friends.
Right. And that's what I love about these trips, though, is that over the years, we have all become very close friends. And we keep in touch. And we have these Facebook groups. And they're always commenting during our shows in the morning. They're, you know, reacting to things we say. And so I figure with all of these new friends, they could probably give them some advice.
I think it was. They're going to give some advice. But I thought it was kind of cool because we talked about her dad not being here.
Mm-hmm.
When it rained, when they were dancing that song.
It was beautiful.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Mm-hmm. We know that her dad was watching over.
All right. Oh, no. I'm going through puberty. Good morning, Kansas City.
That was sexy. I liked it.
I know. All right. What is your advice for the newlyweds?
I would say try to never go to bed angry and always point out to each other what you appreciate. And that way you always will remember what you love each other for.
So are you saying always just pointing out the stuff we don't like is not good?
No, not so much. I mean, that you know, that's going to happen.
Let me write this
and
down.
And that's okay. But you got to remember some of the good stuff. You got to remember why you fell in love with each other. That's
exactly.
Like the most important thing, I think.
And Sarah is always right, is what we should tell Adam.
True, true.
What's your advice from the Moose family?
So my advice would be, I talked with Sarah quite a bit, and she talked about her three kids, and I told her, yes, we have five kids together, so they're ages 20 to 11, and you have to take time for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are important, and kids are always going to keep you busy. A lot of things are about kids, but you have to take that you and me time. Otherwise, it just gets to be too much.
Can I say a big thanks to Jessica, too, for making sure that Sarah had kind of a bachelorette moment, giving her a bride sash and just making sure that it was very special. That was real thoughtful of you.
Oh, thanks. I also have cards we have to give them advice on so they get to keep them. So
okay.
We'll have to fill those out before we go.
Perfect. And I can guess what your advice is going to be, but let's hear it.
Here's the male portion of the Moose family.
Yes. Keep that in-house. But my advice would be don't forget the small things like holding hands and kissing and don't stop dating. Like my wife said, make time for yourselves and have fun and date and cuddle and all that good stuff.
That's very true.
Very
I agree with
advice.
That. All right. Did we save the best for last? Mr. Luna?
But we need Jay French, too, don't we?
Jay, that's true. Jay, how many years have you been married?
43 years.
Okay,
yep.
Advice?
Advice, you just have to decide if the marriage is what you want or not. You know, I mean, you have to make a decision. Do I want that or the alternative?
No, I get what he's saying. He's saying you got to work for it. You can't just sit
right,
back.
Because, I mean, if you slip up and you don't, if you think you want the alternative in one day, you can ruin it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to be, you know, you have to be committed to it.
Yeah, and probably go to U.Vacations and book lots of travel so that you are alone with each other,
and
right?
And usually together.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your wife on this trip? Oh, you left her at home.
Oh, no. Mrs. J. French.
All right, so now we get to Mr. Luna.
The grand finale. Mr. Luna, tell us.
Well, most of the time they say, happy wife, happy life. A lot of times that's true. But, you know, communication, just like everybody else was saying, everything, communication, you know, just talk to each other, let you know how you feel, you know, and then everything will work itself out. Just, you know, like you said, keep doing what you're doing, falling in love with each other over and over every day.
That was way too serious. I was really expecting more of a smart-ass answer from him. I really was.
Last night we were
I'm a little disappointed.
All I'm hearing is fart jokes and stuff from him.
A little
last
disappointed,
night.
Like, Mr. What? Luna.
My heart. That was so nice, Joey.
Congratulations, Sarah and Adam.